Remember Monday, this coming Monday, the new edition of Radio Times, the December issue, will be out. And in that edition, you'll find a story on the Pink Bra Drive. What is that? Well, let's find out more. Hi, good morning. Living our best years with Matt Tennyson. At least I think I'm still Matt Tennyson. I was earlier. Now, do you know Wednesdays is where we focus on medical matters? And I'm speaking to somebody very special this morning. A lady by the name of Justine Lacey, who's the clinical executive for ProfMed. And we're going to be talking about something called the Pink Bra Drive. Good morning and welcome to the show, Justine.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Only a pleasure. Now, tell us about the Pink Bra Drive. What's it all about?
So, in October, the scheme led the Pink Room campaign in acknowledgement of Breast Cancer Month. The Pink Room campaign provides a safe space for women to screen, discuss, and connect around cancer. And then building on this, the Pink Bra Drive was initiated, and that supports women through every stage of their journey, from early detection to recovery. So the Pink Bra Drive is an initiative that collects and distributes specially designed post-surgery bras for right. women who've undergone breast surgery. One would immediately think mastectomy, which is a removal of the breast,
yeah.
Which one would need to do in quite advanced breast cancer. But there are other procedures as well where individuals would get the breast cancer diagnosis, but it wouldn't be the surgery would result in significant tissue loss, but not necessarily removal of the entire breast. But it would require that individual have a post-surgery bra. I mean, by providing these garments, often at no cost, it helps women feel more comfortable during recovery, and it restores their confidence, because often when a woman has to have her breast removed, it really does have an effect on, understandably so, on her self-image and as her femininity.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Now, I see that ProfMed, and this I found very interesting, is working with an organization called Knitted Knockers. What can you tell me about them?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting aspect, yeah. So they're actually a network of women who hand make breast prostheses. So it's an organization, and these women actually knit breast prostheses for women who have had breast cancer and undergone a mastectomy or any surgery where there's been significant tissue loss. And you know, the interesting thing is that traditional breast prosthetics, which an individual would wear inside her bra after a breast removal, can be very hot and heavy and sticky.
Mm.
And they typically require special bras or camisoles with pockets. And they can't be worn for quite some time after surgery until the scar is fully healed. Now, the Knitted Knockers are, because it's knitted, it's very soft, it's comfortable, it's light. Some of them are very beautiful. And when placed in a regular bra, they just take the shape and feel of a real breast. They're also adjustable, washable, can even be worn while swimming. So,
oh, that's good to know.
This is just a very, very interesting aspect that I think a lot of people are not aware of. And, there's actually a video online of a woman describing how she actually started this organization. And I think knitted knockers actually fills an important gap in the healthcare system.
Most definitely. Now, you know, breast cancer, I think it's a subject that a lot of people tend to avoid. You know, cancer, people talk about cancer, they talk about prostate cancer and all sorts of cancer, but breast cancer, almost it's a subject people tend to avoid.
Yeah, I think that is for a number of reasons. It may be because of the stigma that we were talking about earlier before the interview, but I also think that a breast cancer diagnosis comes with a significant amount of fear. So this isn't just for women who are actually diagnosed with it, but for women who fear such a diagnosis.
Yeah.
And so it's easier to stick our heads in the sand and just pretend that it doesn't exist and that we'll be the ones that never get it. And unfortunately, that is not the case, because breast cancer is the leading cancer, the top cancer, if we look specifically at the South African context, it's the leading cancer in women in South Africa.
Yeah.
And so we need to stop and take notice.
Yeah, definitely. You know, because, as I said, the old hide the head in the sand thing, because I think, you know, a lot of people are guilty of this, including men, that if I don't know about something, then it's not real.
That's right. Or it's something that will never happen to me,
yeah,
so I don't really have to be too concerned about it.
Yeah, so now, how often do you suggest women should actually get checked out?
So at least on an annual basis, especially if one has a history of breast cancer in your family. But we do encourage every woman over the age of 40 and over, to go for an annual mammogram, which usually involves an ultrasound as well. That will then obviously give her the peace of mind that her breasts are not, you know, that she doesn't have any lumps in her breasts. And should that be the case, if she's going on a regular basis, as in annually for a mammogram and ultrasound, the chances of picking up a concerning lump is much greater. And obviously, we're advocating for prevention is better than cure.
Right. Yeah.
So
definitely.
So through regular checks, you're effectively, you know, agreeing to a screening test, which is preventative in nature, but early detection is probably more what one wants to focus on, and screening will detect a cancer diagnosis early if done on a regular basis. The importance of early detection is that it does save a lot of emotional turmoil and, you know, the burden, the financial burden in the long run, because if it's detected early, it's a lot more cost effective to treat, and the emotional burden is not as great as if one was diagnosed in stage four, for instance, where treatment may be very expensive and limited, and certainly could prove to be detrimental.
Yeah, it's definitely, I think, a topic that needs to be explored in greater depth. Now, how would the public go about becoming involved? Let's say they want to donate things. For instance, knitted knockers, could you donate to them? How would you go about that?
Yeah, so that, you know, the public can support the Pink Bra Drive in several ways. They can donate new or gently used bras, volunteer to help with collection and distribution efforts, or spread awareness by sharing information about the initiative with friends, family, and social networks. I don't actually have the contact details at hand. I can supply that information to you. But yes,
excellent.
The public can certainly make a significant contribution. Every pair of hands helps.
Definitely. Now, we do a monthly online magazine called Radio Times. And in the December issue, we are going to be having an article on Prof. Med and Knitted Knockers and the Pink Bra Drive. So we're going to put all the contact details you'll need to know in that article. And we will let people know about that.
Fantastic. Yeah. Now, the more people who know about this, the better. Because I know very few people who haven't been affected by...
Yeah.
A breast cancer diagnosis, whether it's themselves or somebody they know.
Right. Well, Justine, all I can say is thank you very much for talking to us this morning. And I think a lot of very useful information has been shared with our listeners today.
Thank you, Matt.
Carry on. I'm good at interrupting people.
No, I always say that if I have managed to just help one life through this interview, then I know I've done my job.
Definitely. And hopefully it's gonna help a lot more than just one. But as you say, one person, that's where you start. And I think we definitely need to get you back on the show at some stage. And I'm sure, listeners, if you have any questions, you can WhatsApp them to me, 076-292-3971. And we'll definitely get Justine again. And any questions you have, I'm sure she'll be able to answer. Justine, thank you very, very much. Enjoy the rest of the morning. And we'll chat again soon.
Thank you, Matt. I'd like that.
Excellent. Oh, that was Justine Lacey from ProfMed. And I think very, very interesting, very valuable information. So please check out our December issue of Radio Times. Find out more details about that, how you can support the Pink Bra Drive. And some useful advice there. And one of the things that's really noteworthy is getting regular checkups. Listen, if we've got a car, we take the thing for a